We said that one of the duties of prophets was to lead man to ultimate perfection and guide us to the right path. The intellect can understand many different things, but due to many different reasons such as desires or even society, we tend to ignore the intellect, and by ignoring our intellect, we fall into things that are not advisable. We said that the intellect knows it's wrong to kill, but man still kills. Why? Because they have chosen to go against their intellect. Therefore, a benefit a prophet has been sent for is to remind mankind about the power of their intellect. If we have a look at the Quran, you find that the prophets have been called reminders and have been called warners. Their goal is not to forcefully convert somebody. Their goal was to remind people about the intrinsic nature they have. So one of the main goals, besides of teaching us how to become perfect human beings from the prophets, was to remind us of the truth. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "God the Supreme has sent prophets continuously in order that men remain faithful to their intrinsic nature and are reminded of the forgotten bounties provided by God." Other reminders and benefits of commissioning prophets is to give people good news of heaven and to warn people about the hellfire and call people to Allah, to judge between people when they disagree and to guide them, to purify the souls of people and give them wisdom, to explain the laws of Allah so people do not go astray, to establish justice in society by putting the laws into practice, to teach and guide people so that they come out of darkness, falsehood, into the light, the truth. After telling people what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, to explain and clarify the verses that have been revealed so that the people can think about them and understand them better, and many more examples.